Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Best Life Cafe listeners. Kathy Anello here with the ever famous artist and entrepreneur and such a great guy, Tim Foma. I was laughing because you know, like, we are a big deal. Like you said it the other day,
and yeah.
When I was listening to last week's podcast, I was like, you know, we really, when it comes to the subject of manifestation and it comes to the subject of living your best life, we're really getting polished in how to present our advice and come across like we know shit, and we do. But, you know, you're always a little trepidation, you know, there's always a little trepidation where you're just like, oh, God, I hope that people don't think I'm just crazy or whatever. And I got to tell you, thank you for yesterday, last week's episode, and for showing up here all the time. And I want to tell our listeners, if you have not listened to last week's episode on the game of life and how to play it, if you want to listen to any episodes that we've ever done, this is the one, because it really just breaks down how simple and uncomplicated manifestation and creating your best life actually is. So I just wanted to full disclosure of that. And on that note, today we're talking about the tips and tools that Tim and I have really cemented, ingrained in us on how to manifest your best life. And I just finished the Gabby Bernstein 21-day manifestation that she does every January. It knocks your socks off. And so I'm going to share some of those tips today.
And how exciting is that? I know that we have talked about manifestation last year in June sometime. But because of the overwhelming response to the last episode, I just got off the phone with a couple today. Jeff Walker, shout out. Heather Walker, much love. And we're going to be going into some of the things that they loved about the book in terms of manifestation. So, you know, let's go ahead and get this ball rolling and tell me all about Gabby and what she's taught you and what you have learned from her.
Well, so she breaks it down over 21 days. So every morning you wake up and you do one thing. So I would first disclose that manifestation is a process. It's like you can't, I mean, maybe you can, but maybe you say, you know, I'm going to win the lottery today, and you don't, right? So, but maybe you're going to win the lottery in a year. So manifestation is a process. So she really breaks down the process. The first thing that she has you do is be unapologetic about your desires. So you're simply saying, you know, and I shout out Nancy Levin had me years ago do a 50 desires list. And I went back over that list and so many things happened in my life that I put on that list. So you kind of, what I do is I pick five things, five areas of my life that I either want to improve on or I want to manifest something or I want to bring forth in my life. And so the first thing is you do that, and then you have to believe you're worthy of believing all those things, of getting those things, of getting those desires. And you don't want to say things like, oh, no, that's too good to be true, or think it's too much to ask for. Nothing is off limits.
You know, it's so funny because I catch myself, you know, I'm well-versed in the game of life and how to play it, but I catch myself saying things that are like, oh, you don't deserve that, or you're not good enough for that. I'm
no.
Like, wait a minute, stop that. Stop that right now. And, like, I'm getting way better at cultivating the things that are coming out of my mouth or out of my head at that point in time, you know. It's interesting when you get that perspective in there and you're like, oh, okay, now I see. And where did these old programs come from? Who knows? Who cares? Let's just delete them. Delete the virus.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's subconscious thinking. And, you know, it shocks me that you feel that way about yourself because, you know, I would think that with all you have and all you've created, there should be a bigger level of confidence. But that just goes to show that we all have to work on our self-worth and knowing that we do believe we are worthy of the things that we desire in our lives. Like, nothing's off limits at all. And
yeah.
Then we rolled into, right after that, it's like your energy creates your reality. So our energy attracts likeness. So if you're feeling unworthy, you're not going to attract what you want, you know. And so one of the things that she recommends and that I've used many times is that you just notice the thought, ask yourself how you feel, gut check it, forgive yourself for having the thought, and then just be like, okay, thank you, thought, for revealing what I don't want in my life. Like, boom, you're out. So your energy about that, and then you can choose another thought. I am worthy.
That's the best thing, right? So Abraham Hicks says we have 17 seconds to redirect the thought. And I think that's a very powerful tool as well. And being conscious of the things that are coming out of our head, because it's just like that subconscious programming that's running in the background that has been trained into us and stuff like that. So getting a hold of that is going to really change things and allow you to manifest at an exponential rate for sure.
Right, and being excited about those dreams that may seem out of reach or unattainable, you're just like, no, like, I'm in on this. Like, I'm in on, you know, maybe I want to do a TED Talk, which secretly I kind of do. And, you know, like, I've always wanted
to.
Well,
it's no secret now.
Oh, this podcast, I swear. But anyways, the truth is that is something I aspire, is to do a TED Talk. And so, like, I could just look at TED Talks and go, oh, my God, I could never be that good. Or I can believe that I am just as worthy as these people who are on the stage and take the necessary steps to create a TED Talk and practice a TED Talk and give a TED Talk. So there's ways to create, and your energy on how you feel about it. Instead of feeling like I can never do that, I think in terms of I can totally do that. So that's the energy you want to bring. The other thing, the next thing in line was, what are you a yes for? This exercise was so powerful. What are you?
So let me ask you, what are you a yes for, Kathy? What are you an absolute 100% hands down magnetic yes for?
Okay. Let's just see. Okay, so here's what I wrote. Okay, I'll share one of them because they're very personal. But I am a yes for wealth beyond what I could have imagined. Debt-free 2022. Magical moments of love when I am able to help others with my wealth. That's just one of them.
Sounds like fun. Wow.
Right? So you create this list of what you're a yes for. Like, and for me, I tried to keep it in line with what my desires were, but I went the step further and wrote why I'm a yes for it. You know, like, the wealth.
Oh.
Like, I want enough wealth to help the world. I want enough wealth. It's not even being rich. Like, I took being rich out of my vocabulary and decided that wealth would allow me to spread the financial beauty that I have created in my life, you know? And so I really went with wealth. So that's what, you know, being, you know, what are you a yes for? Describe all the feelings and energy that you want to bring into your life and shout it from the rooftops. Like, just, but
there
yes,
you go.
I'm a yes for love. I'm a yes for money. I'm a yes for this job. I'm a yes for a new car. I'm a yes. I'm a yes. I'm a yes.
Me too. I like all those yeses. I'm totally on board with those yeses. Like, it could be my list for all I care.
No, I think you should make your list and say, what am I a yes for? And then, you know, the next one is to get into the flow of your life. And this is an Abraham thing. There's only a stream of well-being that flows. You can allow it or resist it, but it flows just the same. So life keeps going. You know, you're going on with your life, and you're in the flow or you're acting out of the flow, you know, when you have resistance.
Yeah, she talks about a lot about the cork and holding your cork down or allowing it to float. So having lower vibrational thoughts like fear, anger, anxiety, you know, stress, well, all that stuff takes your cork and brings it down. But the natural state of human is like joy, but we're just getting twisted and kind of turned around. So let that cork float, ladies and gentlemen, and let's just all go down this creek and river together, because we got big things to do, and I'm really excited about the future.
It's so interesting that you said that, because joy is our natural state. And in one of the days we had, like, she said, lean towards joy and have some fun. And I personally have to remind myself to have fun. I feel like I used to be a way funner than I am right now person. Like, life got so serious, you know, for so many of us, it's so quickly, and there's big world problems that you, even if you are a person who doesn't want to listen to big world problems, you can't honestly ignore that there are big world problems. And so
big.
I think that's affected our joy channel a little bit, you know, And so I have to remind myself to feel joy, to find joy, to remember what makes me happy, and to act on those things, you know, like Sunday fun day, Sunday football, like things that I was kind of just like shying away from the last 6 months. And I'm like, why? Make time for fun.
Yeah, if you don't have that like spark of joy in your life, then how do you know how it feels when you're going to have and receive all these other gifts? So you have to practice being happy. You have to practice being in that like state of receivership of fun things to come, because that's how we match emotions to the desires. And it makes it even better when it actually physically manifests on your doorstep in real life, in living color. Pretty sweet.
Yeah, so joy is a biggie. And then the biggest piece, and I really think this is the biggest piece to manifestation right here.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, so it's cultivating the feelings of what you want and becoming a magnet become a magnet for what you desire. And so there's an exercise, and I wish I could lead you through it, but I would honestly say if you go to GabbyBernstein.com or you go to Dear Gabby, her podcast, you may be able to find a way to listen to her meditation called Creative Visualization. And what she says is you sit quietly and you ask yourself, how do I want to feel? And then you cultivate a time when you felt that way. Cultivate the memory of the experience, let it bring home emotions and feelings that you have felt, you know, like maybe you were in love and you're craving love in your life, new love in your life. And you go back to a time when you felt those love feelings and you kind of just like sit in them and be like, it's obviously if it's a good memory. And then be unapologetic about it. Breathe into the feelings that this memory brings. And just sit there for a second and be like, oh, right? Like you're like, God, that is such a good feeling. Then you flip the switch, the script, and you say, now you bring forward the images of how you want to feel now, the world, how you want to see it now. And maybe you're going to be able to like picture yourself falling in love with the right person and see yourself doing what you've been dreaming of. Connect to that feeling that, you know, ignited by those images, and see yourself as the person you dream to be. And then breathe some more. And then you open your eyes and you're like, I was just there. Like that happened. Whether or not it did, the feelings ignited the situation. So because when you're in a love with somebody like this, say, and I don't know why I'm picking love, but when you're in love with somebody, there's a feeling and a connection that's undescribable, right? So if you're sitting in those feelings, you're having an undescribable experience by yourself, maybe picturing the person you want or whatever it is, and then you open your eyes and you're like, oh my God, that felt so good. Well, you just sent your message out to the universe that you are ready to embrace those feelings in your life, because I just felt them. So then you can just kind of wrap it up and go along with your day and let it go.
That's right.
You've already pushed it out there into the universe. And so I just love that exercise. It's one of my favorite things that she does. And then the other one is ask for a sign and prove it to yourself. You know, just be like, okay, I want to hear this song today. If I'm on the right path and my love's coming or whatever it is, I want to hear this song today. And, you know, you just might surprise yourself.
Yeah, and we have talked in the past about all the different signs that you have seen in your life going through with your manifestations and looking for confirmation.
Totally.
And they showed up in blue bottles, music, popcorn. Let's see, what else? I can't remember all of them, but some of these things.
Owls. So one time I had owls, and I was like, that is so weird to have owl, because when are you going to see an owl? And I'm not kidding. 2 or 3 weeks later, I was out at my ranch property, and there was 2 owls at night sitting on a tree very close to the porch. And me and my grandson were like, oh, my God. Like, when do you get to see 2 little lovebird owls? And so, yeah, the signs are there. You just have to be like, oh, there's my sign. I'm on the right path. I'm moving on.
Here's your sign.
What do you have for me? What's your tools?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I always fall back to creating a vision board, you know. And this morning when I was talking to Jeff and Heather about the game of life, Jeff had said something to Heather about how we had a vision board podcast. And she's like, oh, my gosh, I have this vision board that's up behind my dresser. And so she went and pulled it out, and it was made like 10 years ago or something like that. And she had like pictures of horseback riding, vacations, better health, more financial wealth, like eating healthier, all these things. And she pulled it out and she told me that everything on the board came true all across the board. So this tool right here is probably one of my favorites, and it's fun to do. Going through magazines and just cutting out your wildest dreams. You know, this, how fun is that? And live a little, believe in yourself, and watch it just kind of manifest. Also, of course, you know, meditation is always a real benefit to any of these things, because those programs that we have running in our mind can stop us and prevent us from moving forward. And so if we can silence ourselves just a little bit to get in that still space, we're in a much more imaginative and creative space that will give us a catapult into the future. I think you kind of hit on it. It's like that gratitude, get in that space where you're in gratitude for things. So, you know, it can be small. You can start small. You can say, let's say you're having a bad day. You can be like, I am grateful for water. I'm grateful for breath. I am grateful for, and then continue to grow your gratitude outwards and expand that consciousness and watch yourself instantly feel happier, better. And gratitude's contagious too. And especially because it's magnetic, right? Like any thought that you have in your head attracts more like thoughts. So that one's huge for me.
So
I love
the appreciation game. This is one of Gabby Bernstein's 21 days. She says you play the appreciation game, and one of the exercises is, like, say I was playing with you, I would say, oh, Tim, I appreciate you showing up on the podcast. I appreciate the artwork that you did. And then you might say, oh, I appreciate you, you know, like back and forth. But when I had my appreciation, I literally wrote these things down, and I thought this was so cool. My life, just to be alive, heat and electricity, my car, my bed,
oh,
my house, my TV, my family, my friends, my practice, my love for humanity, my babies, and just being able to share with other people. That's what I wrote down that day. And then I kind of wrote money, love, health, fame, all the things. That's a tattoo on one of my besties' arms, like all the things. And it's like
if you have
a level of appreciation, I know, I love that she has that, but if you have appreciation for all the things in your life that are letting you tick every day, and the people in your life that are letting you tick, you're just going to attract more of that.
And, you know, legitimately, there is a great book called The Hermetica, and it's super old. It's like written in ancient Egypt. And the first rule of The Hermetica is the universe is mental and all is mental. So it is literally dictating that everything is created through our imaginations. I find it to be extremely relevant in a lot of things that I see and watch people, how they're thinking or what they're saying, and wondering why they're attracting more of that weird stuff. It's because they're in a weird vibration, and the universe is magnetic. And whatever we are promoting with our mental magnets, we attract. So on that note, I have a little bit more advice. And the next thing would be to delete limiting beliefs. And I think this can be summed up in an expression that Henry Ford said, whether you can or you can't, you're right. And so if we are paying attention to the things we're saying, right? Like, that's super easy. Whether I can or I can't, I'm right. And, you know, as an art instructor, I've had lots of people come into my studio, and they'll be a little bit older. They've never painted before. And they legitimately will be like, I can't paint. And I said, that is bull. You can totally paint. Like, don't say that, because I said, when was the last time you painted? oh, I've never painted. I said, okay, well, how do you know you can't paint? They're painting and they make a decent painting, you know, like they're expressing themselves. I don't see them again for a little while, but then they come back and they're like, hey, I can paint. I'm like, well, yeah, duh. Everyone can paint. Do you have fingers? Great. You know how to dip them into a pot?
My painting that I did with you is one of my favorite things in my house. It has so much expression of where I was in my life at that time and like never to be forgotten. And it's just, I love it. And I hadn't painted, so I agree with that. You know, some things when you were talking about like just like the get out of your way type thinking, it's like sometimes when you're manifesting, you get impatient. And patience is probably the key here to really just say, you know, get out of my way. I don't have to beat the drum here. I don't have to, oh, please. No, there's no begging the universe for what's about to happen. It's really as simple as set it and let it be, because the universe is always with you. Your spirit is always talking to you. So it knows. And I used to beat myself up on things that weren't coming, and just instead of just being like, I know this is going to happen. I don't even have to trip, you know, and just let it go and go on with your daily life. And you watch how things just kind of come to you, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I would call that the art of allowing, which is also an Abraham quote, you know, like allowing things to be, giving space, because some of our manifestations are ginormous, right? I'm going to heal the world. I'm going to do all this really cool stuff. I'm going to have art galleries and art studios on every corner in every major city that it's free for people to come and utilize so that they can find their inner creator. And is that going to happen tonight? I certainly wish, but I also know that I've said it and I have forget it. Like I have high expectations on that. And I'm ready to receive whenever the divine spirit finds it fit. Of course,
divine timing.
I think that one of the other things to talk about in manifestation is if we have a dream that requires our assistance, we need to be putting our best foot forward every day and working towards that accomplishment, because the universe can move mountains, but you have to be willing to participate in that. So
100%. That is actually, that could be the biggest key, is that, you know, like I said, you can't just sit there and go, I wish. It's like, I want to, like, we'll just go back to the TED Talk. I want to do a TED Talk. So I could wish that all day long, but until I sit down and write it, I put myself on video and practice it, I memorize it, and I submit my application to the TED Talk gods, it's not going to happen.
No, that's just it. It takes our effort. You know, like, we have to feel good about what we're doing. We have to know that it's the right thing, and we got to put our best foot forward in the morning when we wake up every single day and watch it unfold. So, pretty beautiful thing.
Well, I say in my mind's going, okay, Kathy, but you just told everybody to surrender and let it go. So I want to say that those two kind of intertwine. Like, if you want a job, you have to fill out your resume. You have to push send on the email. You have to follow up with did you receive. And if you've taken all the steps to bring your dream into reality, then you let it go. You don't keep,
Absolutely.
You know, trying to put the square into the hole. You just, so it's two steps there. The other thing wanted to bring up, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm going to refer back to The Game of Life and How to Play It, because it's my favorite book in the universe, complete and utter trust and faith that the universe has got you, you're in its arms, and it wants you to succeed, and your belief in yourself, in your actions, in these things, and I believe.
So I know we're getting close to the end here, and I wanted to get 2 points in. There's so many, and we could talk about this subject forever, but I think, you know, we're going to really just beat this drum to you guys, and we want to hear your manifesting stories. So you can reach out to us on Facebook or Instagram DMs, or you can, you know, put a review or a question on our podcast on iTunes, and we'll get back to you, and we'll discuss in a later podcast. But there's two things. One was, oh, my God, I got to say it. Service. Service is a big one.
Oh, yeah.
So when you're feeling like you're up against a manifesting wall and nothing is happening, go do something kind for somebody else. Get out your life and go and do service, whether it's a donation, whether it's working at a nonprofit for somebody, doing some work for them. Do service, because the universe responds to service. Like, it really does. And if you come from I don't need anything back placed. I just need to give right now because my heart wants to. Like, that is a big ticket to bringing in what you want.
Yeah.
And then the other thing
I actually also have this on my list, give what you wish to receive and have no expectations on what you give, which is pretty much exactly what you said. So
exactly
we're on the same page. Weird.
Well, not weird.
Strange.
Weird, not weird. Strange alteration. Sorry. Okay. So there's this thing that Gabby calls driftwood. And driftwood, so when you're on a manifesting challenge or journey for one particular thing, you'll see signs along the way that lead you to it. But say you're manifesting romance and your friend calls you up and she's like, oh my God, I met the greatest guy. I'm so happy. I'm falling in love. And he's this and he's that and he's this. Instead of being jealous of your friend's happiness, you go, oh, driftwood, because that's what I'm manifesting. And so it's showing up, and I can see that it happens, and there it is. So the other day, funny story, my friend and I, my bestie for 35 years, have always thought we would win the lottery, and when we did, we would split it, no matter what. And our families hate us, because if we win $500 million, she's getting $250 million. I'm getting, you know, like, we're splitting it. This has been our deal forever. So a lady won $1 million on a scratcher at Safeway a couple weeks ago in Ukiah, like literally down the street.
What?
She bought a scratcher, won $1 million. So my friend sends me this text and she's like, you know, picture of the article, wherever it was on Facebook or something. And she's like, wasn't this supposed to be us with like a little mad face? And I just went back, driftwood, babe. Like, it's
driftwood.
Like, and so
Driftwood.
You look at like these little things that happen to people, and you come from a place of, I'm so happy that that's happening to you. One person was house hunting. They were house hunting, and they were looking for the right house and looking for the right house and looking for the right house. And in one of the houses, not the house they got, though, on the wall, somebody had carved their initials. Like, and she was like,
whoa,
we're on the right path. Driftwood, moving on. Like, and it wasn't enough, but it was enough for her to go, I know that today we're going to find, you know, like, I just know we're going to find a house today. So driftwood is just looking at other people's happiness or little signs that tell you it's coming. And then just be like, sweet, driftwood.
And, you know, I'm all for it. Like, celebrate other people's victories. No jealousy, just love, pure potentiality, because the more you can get dialed into the celebration of other people's successes, the more successful you can become, because you have that feeling of joy for them. So that means that you're cultivating it for yourself. And like, I'm happy for anybody I see succeed. I'm like so pumped for them. I'm like, yeah, dude, way to go. Oh, you painted that? That's amazing. Well, you just built that? That's so cool. Because you know, that's
we
the same kind
of
vibe
of
I want to feel.
And, you know, that really helps people with their self-worth. And I think going an extra mile and telling somebody, like when someone says to us, great podcast, I'm always like, yay, like somebody got touched. And it's about really reaching out to people, taking the extra step to reach out to them and give them that compliment or tell them they touched you or, you know, oh my God, your painting spoke to me or, you know, your book spoke to me, something like that. It's important and it's part of service. So I would highly recommend that. Well, anyway,
I got
go, but
an amazing text message from one of my clients that sent me this thing that said, I love my paintings that I have from you. every day when I wake up, they bring me this enormous amount of joy. And it just it just puts me in this place. And so shout out to Allison. Much love, girl. Thank you for always supporting me. Appreciate it.
You know, and then you're just like, I'm on the right path. I'm doing the right thing because I'm bringing joy into somebody else's life. And that's the reciprocation you want from the universe. And so let's just all get out there and be really good, kind, joyful people. And that's how we're going to all collectively start living our best lives. I totally know it. And
that's right.
We got to turn this any world gloom around. You know, I know
it's coming.
Watching the news is a big one. I know it is. I'm starting to see a global shift. I got to say.
In the name of love and all things sacred, so shall it be. Much love and many blessings, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening. Also, like, subscribe, share. You know the drill. And we'll see you next time on the Best Life Cafe.
All right. See you soon. Bye.